It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hey ladies, this is Jean.
Hi, this is Kathleen. Happy Easter. It's still Easter.
It is still Easter, and we're very happy for that.
Yes. We need all those days.
Yes, but ladies, we are coming to the end of our third season, and we just want to give you a little update. During the summer, you can listen to our classics, which is hysterical, right?
Yes.
On Carolina Catholic Media Network. We will no longer be airing on the radio, but you can listen to us on Carolina Catholic Media Network and our Joyful Echo Facebook page. Then we'll be back when? In September.
In September, yeah. Yes, when the summer's over. And to celebrate not only the end of our third season, but getting so close now to the wonderful Feast of Pentecost, we have a special guest today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, I know y'all are just tuning in now.
So with us today from our own seminary here in the Diocese of Charlotte, St. Joseph College Seminary, is Father Matthew Bittner. Welcome, Father Bittner.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fantastic to be here.
We are happy. I think this is the first time we've had a priest in the studio. We have interviewed in my home, my dad, you all know that, but we are so happy we have a priest in the studio.
Yes, and it's so timely because our church, not only here in the Diocese of Charlotte, but our larger universal church, is being blessed with a chaplet to the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Father Bittner, please, if you would share with our listeners how this chaplet came to be.
That's a good question because I have no idea.
Welcome to our show.
Yes.
I would rather have the Holy Spirit sit here and answer that question because it's a result of prayer. It came to me, so I didn't actually compose it. I can say that I arranged it. Mm-hmm. Basically, these are three separate prayers. Of course, the prayer to the Holy Spirit that everyone knows, "Come, Holy Spirit," is a very famous and classic prayer. We all know that prayer, most of us. We end with a prayer that was written by Cardinal Mercier, and that too has gained a lot of traction, I think, in the last several years. I discovered it just a few years ago, and it's part of my daily sort of repertoire of my first prayers that I pray every day. Yes. Almost always pray to the Holy Spirit first thing in the morning. And I'm sure everyone does that and should do that. The third prayer, though, was a series of prayers, and it was came to me a number of years ago. A friend of mine opened a religious goods store simply called Seven Gifts.
Oh, nice.
And I'm sure it's part of the whole providential unfolding of this chaplet. But they developed this prayer card, and she found this prayer somewhere, and it was a prayer for the increase of each of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
It's the first kind I've ever seen like that, where there's a sentence or two that describes what the gift is and praying for an increase of that particular gift. And so when I was praying about this chaplet, I guess, which I didn't know at the time that's what it would become, mm-hmm. but in my prayer I thought, there's got to be a way to sort of pray for the increase of each of the gifts that we already possess. Every person since the moment of baptism, once you're validly baptized, you receive these particular gifts that are infused in the will, the affections, in the intellect. And I think most people don't even know what they possess. It's like having these tools in your tool belt. You don't even know what you have.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And so this little prayer that was given to me many years ago was a wonderful way to call to mind what God has already given and to pray for these particular gifts to be empowered, if you will. And so this whole thing sort of hit me, and I really, where it began was I was thinking about seven gifts. I was thinking about the seven sorrows of Our Lady.
Yes.
And we love the seven sorrows of Our Lady rosary or chaplet. And so I began to think about, what if I took each one of those decades or mysteries, if you will, of the seven sorrows and pray 7 Hail Marys for an increase of each one of the 7 gifts. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the whole thing sort of generated. That was the more or less the genesis of the chaplet. And then everything else sort of fell into place as the Holy Spirit kind of directed which prayers to pray. Again, the traditional Come Holy Spirit prayer to begin, this prayer by Cardinal Mercier at the end to kind of finish it up, and then very simply an Our Father, 7 Hail Marys, and a Glory Be for an increase of each one of the gifts. And the little prayer card that comes with the chaplet explains what each gift is. In just one sentence, that's all it is. And it's a very easy way to call to mind what that gift is, mm-hmm. what that gift does, the purpose for that gift, and how we can sort of grow in the spiritual life by praying for an increase of these gifts.
Father, would you explain to our listeners what those 7 gifts are and why would we want more? So when God infuses these gifts at baptism, we can receive more of that gift. I love the way you said the word empowered. God empowers right. us. I love that.
I think of it in the sense of like a muscle. You okay. know, you've got all these muscles, but are you really exercising them? And the more you do exercise your muscles, the more they grow. The more sort of facile we become with our own bodies. The more agile, the more we're able to do with our bodies mm-hmm. when we exercise mm-hmm. them. So, with the soul, the powers of the soul, the more we exercise the powers of the soul, if you will, and sort of analogously. The more we're able to accomplish, and it's not really just simply about merit. It's not about accomplishing things in the end. It's about growing in love with the Lord.
Yes.
It's about growing in our relationship with Him. And I think so oftentimes we forget about the third person of the Trinity. Mm-hmm. And it's usually either in Pentecost that we're reminded that there is a Holy Spirit, or if we happen to be attending a confirmation or teaching a confirmation class, mm-hmm. Which I taught for about 15 years. I taught confirmation class at my parishes when I was a pastor. And so that, in one way, it was, at least in my own history and background, was a way in which I began to grow in my love for the Holy Spirit, as well as in my relationship with Him, as well as understanding these gifts and wanting to increase in the knowledge and use of these gifts.
Father, would you name the 7 gifts given
sure.
to us at baptism?
Right, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there's in the course of history, they have been ordered in different ways. But mm-hmm. Sort of from the ground up, the least of the gifts is fear of the Lord. And we kind of wonder, what is mm-hmm. – we'll get into that maybe. But we think of, you know, perfect love casts out all fear. So how could – fear be a gift? If
right.
love casts out fear, and mm-hmm. and this is a gift of the Holy Spirit, who is love, how can we increase in fear? And what would be the point of that? So fear of the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. Mm. So fear of the Lord is the first gift. Then there's piety. And piety, of course, draws us to God, reminds us that we are sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. The third gift is fortitude, which is also a virtue, mm-hmm. A gift and a virtue. We can distinguish that at some point, but the gift of fortitude gives us a strength that we need to bear wrongs, to not to fight back, if you will, but to endure the things that happen to us, both in patient suffering, as well as you know, the things that unfold throughout the day, even sickness. We need the gift of fortitude, and then there's wisdom, or rather the next one would be knowledge. Let's skip over. We'll go to knowledge. And knowledge actually allows us to see the things that God has made, the creation that He has made, and to see the Creator behind the creation, to basically work our way up from creation to the Creator Himself, to see the handprints, the fingerprints, the footprints of God in creation. The next gift is counsel. And counsel is not so much, it's sort of confusing, it's not so much about the advice that I give to other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a sort of supernatural prudence. This is what helps me to know what to do, what not to do in a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work my way through cause and effect. It's simply God infusing, if you will, in a moment, in a snap, what must be done. And that is a supernatural gift that He gives us in counsel. The next gift is understanding. This helps us to penetrate the truths of the faith. How are we to make sense of the faith without God's gift of understanding? And this is what happens when we sit, whether it's sitting down and studying the catechism, the Bible, the truths of the faith, passing them on to our children, but it's also when we hear it, whether we hear it at Mass, whether we hear it spoken to us in preaching and teaching. It just helps to penetrate all of those deep and profound, sublime mysteries of God. Finally, there's wisdom, and wisdom is the greatest of the gifts. This helps us to really to begin with God, if you will, and to and to kind of, well, let me put it this way, where wisdom, rather, where knowledge looks at the created world, and then we rise to God. Wisdom begins with God, helps to see things from a divine perspective, a divine viewpoint.
I love that.
And then look down upon creation to begin to understand it from His perspective.
I absolutely love this. My whole inside is burning.
I know. If you all could see Jean knowing her, I'm trying to avert her eyes because I'm thinking if we make eye contact, she might just beam out here.
And you ladies know I've been going to school this whole year on the Holy Spirit, and I am just praising God, Father, for your yes for His guidance here, because I remember the first time that I even knew we had gifts of the Holy Spirit. I was 25 years old after I did the consecration to Our Lady, watching Mother Angelica, and she's talking about the Holy Spirit, and she says, "We get gifts," and I'm like, "We get gifts?"
Jean's sanguine temperament just lit up.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Very excited.
All about the gifts.
Right. But yes, I was raised in a very devout Catholic family, but did not understand that these are not earned. These are infused. These are God's gifts to us, and we can have an increase of those. So I was kind of thinking, ladies, this little chaplet, which looks like a mini rosary for those that don't know what a chaplet looks like, has seven beads. You can say, "Lord, which gift do I need the most of?" And you can meditate and focus on that gift and then watch what He does throughout the next week. Watch how you encounter this gift. It's a real adventure.
Well, and I love the presentation, Father, of the gifts in that particular order. So
yes,
in my mind, I've always done sort of like, okay, these are for the will. And but that ordering.
It's beautiful.
It was really, in my mind, what I kept thinking about is this is a growth in intimacy.
Absolutely.
You know, really from the most basic, even from a parental perspective, you know, this is the most basic understanding. I'm the parent, or I'm God, you're not. And that's a scary, that is a scary thing. So fear of God, fear of the Lord is appropriate in that moment when you realize there's someone so much more immense than I am. And that is scary. That is a natural, I think, response, and it should be there. But then to go all the way, the fact that He would invite us all the way to wisdom to say, let me share my mind with you. Let me share my viewpoint on all of creation. Let me share the divine life with you, which then is the Holy Spirit, right? The love that exists in the Blessed Trinity. I mean, we could stop there and I'm good, but there's so much more. Oh.
Right. Well, we talked about praying for an increase of the gifts, and I went back and looked because there's a couple of versions where it says ask, seek, knock, right? Jesus says to ask, seek, knock. And there's one version from Luke's gospel that says that if you who are wicked know how to give gifts, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? His version, Luke's version, says, how much will the Father give the Holy Spirit? In other words, this is the gift of God. He wants to give His life. He wants to give us the Holy Spirit, nothing less.
Yes.
And we're going to pause right there, Father,
because we've got to go to a break.
Oh!
This is a great
cliffhanger, Father.
Yes.
Perfect. He's doing a great job.
Your mind has probably already been blown. We'll take a break and you can gather yourself together again, recollect, and we'll be back for more.
How
Father
to get
Bittner.
More of the Spirit.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event, with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hey ladies, welcome back. We are here, Kathleen and I, with Father Bittner from St. Joseph Seminary and another friend of ours, Whitney Hetzel, who works with the Catholic Company, because we have another surprise for you. I know you all are thinking, I want more, and the Lord has an answer for you. So, Whitney, tell the women about what you all have created with Father Bittner that can help them learn about how to receive more of the Holy Spirit.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, we, Father actually, as he said, was inspired to create this, but we feel so privileged to be part of getting the word out and with the product. So there is actually a chaplet called the Chaplet, there are 7 Gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you can find that at the Catholic Company. But I'm sure that many of you, as you were listening to Father, probably felt the same way that I do every time he speaks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and just the Holy Spirit himself, that you feel like there's so much that maybe you don't know, and that there is so much to learn. And so as we were developing this chaplet with Father, we really felt like hearing him explain the 7 gifts and just specifically the differentiating between the 7 gifts, and just learning more about it, that it would be great to actually create a series. Mm-hmm. So the Catholic Company has a digital content arm called Good Catholic. Mm-hmm. And at Good Catholic, we have about 30 series that just dive into topics of the church, really, church teachings, just some of them everyday topics. But as we were discussing this chaplet and creating it with Father, we thought it would be really wonderful to dive in and let Father explain the gifts. And so he does so on our Good Catholic series, called 7 Gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I highly recommend that. So you can find the chaplet at Catholic Company. You can also find it and buy it together as a kind of a kit with the series, where you can dive into it with Father, and he really does an amazing job of explaining it all.
And what a wonderful preparation for Pentecost.
Yes.
If you're thinking, okay, I want to really embrace Pentecost, maybe for the first time in your life, I don't want it to just blow by me.
Right.
No pun intended there. this is a wonderful way to do it. And if you don't get to it before Pentecost, there isn't a bad time to dive deeper into your relationship with the Holy Spirit. So I'm so thankful. This is one that I am absolutely going to go to and make sure I watch.
Yes, ladies, and we have spoken several times about opening up your scripture and reading the Word of God. More, Lord, more. Pour your spirit upon these sweet women. Ladies, this chaplet will help you open your mind to deeper understandings of what the Lord wants to speak to you personally. Your world will become fully alive with abundance with the Holy Spirit. And we neglect, he's the third person of the Trinity. I love him.
Yes, I know.
and ladies, we know that the gift of the Holy Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. And you can't but help speak where your joy comes from. When it's contagious.
Yes.
So
yes.
we all want more. And I love the way the chaplet looks. It is very beautiful. It feels good to hold. Father, can you speak about how your inspiration to design, what you wanted in a chaplet?
Sure. From the beginning, as I mentioned earlier, I was thinking of the chaplet of the seven sorrows of Our Lady mm-hmm. as kind of the template. Well, the problem using that as a template is I have to have big beads. I'm not a delicate person. I have big hands, and whenever I pray the rosary, I want to be able to feel the beads in my fingers. And if I have these little tiny sort of minuscule beads, I lose track, and mm-hmm. So I wanted a very substantial beads and a substantial chaplet. In order to do that, if we were to use the complete seven sorrows chaplet, that would probably be about a $300 item.
And wow. Maybe 4 pounds in
and
pocket.
And about 4 pounds with the weight of these beads.
Yes.
So, but we decided to use sort of a one mystery template. Mm-hmm. So there's one bead, a red bead that represents the Our Father, seven Hail Marys, and then you come back around to the Glory Be at the end of each one. We included the Glory Be, of course, because it names the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But also every time I pray the seven sorrows of Our Lady, there's not a Glory Be. So I get to the end of seven Hail Marys, and I almost always mess up by saying it. And it's,
yes.
It's not a mess up. The Holy Spirit wants to be included, of course. But
and she wants him there.
Of
Our
course.
Lady wants him there,
of
yes.
course. I worked with the talented folks at the Catholic Company to come up with this beautiful, beautiful beads. Every bead is unique. They're sort of natural looking. And then this medal of the Holy Spirit, it's bronze. So it sort of has this beautiful burnished look to it mm-hmm. or an antique look to it. The whole thing is just very beautifully made. There's one more step I wanted to go, and I think we haven't completed the project yet, but we wanted to turn this thing into a bracelet.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which women will love. And the reason why I wanted to do that, it would be a constant reminder as you put it on. And, well, I would never wear it as a man. I know most of your listeners would. But wearing this around your wrist would be a constant reminder that you carry these gifts with you.
Mm, I love that.
See, that they're with you at all times.
I love
it's
that.
It's not just something you put in your pocket in the morning and take out in the evening or leave in your pray-do at home and pray next to your prayer chair. Mm-hmm. This is something you would carry with you because it's a reminder that you have these gifts with you at all times. At any moment, you can pray for these gifts.
Yes.
Because there are times in our lives where we might be in a bind or we might be speaking with someone. There's a dilemma. Mm-hmm. And what do we do? So not that we have to, in that moment, pause or stop necessarily, but you see it on your wrist or you feel it in your pocket, you've got these beads, that it's a reminder to us that we can call upon the grace of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to sort of, as a friend of mine, priest friend of mine, Father Winslow says, that the Holy Spirit directs traffic in and out of our lives.
That's great.
Like an air traffic controller, almost, that kind of, yes.
Yes, speaking of which, I'm flying to Ireland on Thursday. This will be on in my hand.
Yes, it will.
Praying for,
yes, it will.
The gifts.
I know.
This is also a great gift. I was thinking it's very masculine and beautiful for Father's Day. I think it's gorgeous for your sons. I ladies,
definitely
for the young adult men out there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I can see my. This is very attractive.
I thought of this also for sort of an ongoing formation. Post confirmation, everybody
also
thinks of confirmation as graduation. Of course, it's not.
No. Mm-hmm.
But as I said, teaching it for 15 years, we bring them across the finish line, if you will, of confirmation. Now what?
Right.
Well, they've received the gifts. They receive those gifts at baptism. They already have the gifts.
Right.
They receive a stirring, if you will, or in a sense a first taste of the increase of those gifts. But then what? How do you leave them? So this serves, I think, very well as a confirmation gift as well. For someone who's coming into the Catholic Church receiving the gifts through baptism, or if they're just simply going as a teenager, going through confirmation, or even mm-hmm. as an adult.
Going away to college. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 We're almost at that prayer time, but before we start, I thought maybe we'd do the chaplet. Do you think there'd be enough time?
Oh, I don't know.
Start?
I don't know that we would have that kind of time, Jean, but I do want to get to one other issue before we move forward, Father. For our listeners who are saying, wait a minute, how can you just make a new chaplet? How do you do that? How does a person do? Do you have to get Vatican approval? What does this look like? Can you address that for them? Because I know that there is an answer.
Sure. It was actually fairly simple. Because all of these prayers were not ones I developed or wrote out of thin air, mm-hmm. These were sort of traditional prayers that I just compiled and arranged. I typed it out on a piece of paper and gave it to Bishop Jugis, our bishop in the Diocese of Charlotte. He spent some time looking it over, discerning, praying about it, and then gave me a response of an approval. So it's an approved devotion, meaning that the bishop looked at it. There's nothing certainly heterodox or wrong about it with respect to the, mm-hmm. the Christian faith. It's all very Christian in nature. And so the bishop has put his approval on it. And so on the prayer card, you'll see ecclesiastical approbation, and the date was the October 19th of last year. Where he gave the approval for the devotion.
Wonderful. Just to clarify with our listeners, if they want to purchase the chaplet and listen to Father develop the gifts of the Holy Spirit through his teaching, how would they do that, Whitney?
They can just purchase it right at catholiccompany.com.
Okay.
And I think I'm right in saying that it's $34.99 for the chaplet. Or they can purchase the chaplet along with the series, mm-hmm. and they can do that at goodcatholic.com.
Okay, and it's up now,
it
correct?
Is up now,
it's
yes.
up now.
That's wonderful. You know, we do have our prayer time, as mm-hmm. you said, Jean, and we wouldn't be able to pray the entire chaplet, but we might be able to offer each of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and those two sentences that mm-hmm. you were mentioning, Father. And this can be your first opportunity maybe to flex a certain muscle.
Yes, I think so. Father, we're going to have you lead if you don't mind.
Sure, sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of thy faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The first gift is fear. Grant me the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God, and may dread in any way to displease him. The second gift is the gift of piety. Grant me the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. The third gift is the gift of fortitude. Grant me the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The fourth gift is knowledge. Grant me the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself, and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The fifth gift is counsel. Grant me the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The sixth gift is understanding. Grant me the spirit of understanding to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. And the seventh gift is wisdom. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may not be attached to the perishable things of this world, and may aspire only after the things that are eternal. And we conclude, Come, O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you, enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, and console me. Tell me what I must do, inspire me with what I must say, give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to you in all that you ask of me, and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me only know your will and do your will. Amen. Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Oh, that was truly wonderful. I know that this is going to be a gift mm-hmm. for you if you choose to go through the series, which that's my intention as preparation mm-hmm. for Pentecost. And Whitney, you and I were talking before that each of the sessions is not very long. So if you're hesitating, thinking, oh, well, I hadn't planned to do this, I don't have an hour of time blocked out each day, you need not worry. How long are we talking about, Whitney, for each one?
I would say each video is somewhere between 10 minutes and 12 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of text in there to read, but most of it's Father's video.
That's wonderful. And then you will have the rest of your day, ladies, to be reflecting on those truths that you learn. And you can go back to the video if there was a particular piece that this happens to me often, where I hear something so profound, and then when someone asks me about it, I struggle a bit to remember exactly mm-hmm. what was said. So you can go back to that and replay that little piece that struck you so profoundly.
Talking about being struck, I want to ask you ladies, we just prayed the seven gifts. What gift struck you the most? Mm. The Spirit is moving in that little aha, right? Get the chaplet. Listen to Father's further instruction. I mean, we're so blessed to have him in our diocese. He's a great spiritual director, I hear, for our seminarians, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm sure you will be blessed to learn more about having a deeper relationship with our Lord through the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And you can tune in next week on Wednesday at 5 for a new episode of Joyful Echo. Have a blessed week. Fall in love with the Holy Spirit.
Amen to that. Bye, ladies.